The In Deep show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You're down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You're down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go. Smell it, it's in the air.
Welcome back to another edition of the In Deep Show. I don't like the way I sound already. Let's try that again. Welcome back to another edition of the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B. Appreciate y'all enjoying this ride with us. Am I assuming they're going to enjoy the ride?
Well, I mean, they're there.
I hope so. For you one and two new people that might be stumbling on this show by accident, I hope you enjoy the ride. If you feel free to contact the rest of our listeners and get updates from them as to what the hell has been going on while you have been searching around the atmospheres looking for shows to listen to, they'll get you caught up. Our deepsters are just that cool. I am your man, Big B. This is the In Deep Show. I do not do this show alone. I have with me today the Foundation. The original, the crew, the doctor.
What's up, y'all? It's good to be back. What's happening?
I would like at this time for everyone to rise to their feet, remove their hats, place your hands on your heart, drop the music, and all hail the queen.
Hello. Thank you for my intro. Welcome to the show.
No doubt, no doubt.
All right, all right.
All right. Well, that's probably going to be the only sane portion of this show today.
Yeah, uh-huh. I agree.
Pretty much.
Because if y'all know our guest today, well, God damn it, just know if the children are listening with you today, you've made a critical
grave
mistake. So we are not going to be responsible for the shit your child might take to school and say to their teacher that they heard from mommy or daddy. We ain't do it. I'm just letting you know. We have with us today, man, a multi-unit, multi-faceted group of gentlemen. We have the crew of Forget That Yo, as well as Off That Drink.
You know what? Before they come on, I need them, somebody, when you're doing your intro, help me to help me. What is the difference between Forget That Yo and Off That Drank? Who want to step up?
Stone, you got this one?
Yeah. Okay. All right. This is your boy Stone. Stone El Terrible from Forget That Yo and Off That Drank. Now, the difference is the whole crew started doing Forget That Yo, and something happened, and now we over here doing Off That Drink. Mm-hmm. Now, it has been said that we can always come back together, but it just ain't happened yet.
Respect.
Sound like some old Five Heartbeats type shit there.
That's that side.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, anything else y'all want to add to that?
I just want to say, I just wanted to do a show where I could drink and talk shit. So
yeah.
Stone want to dramatize the shit. Like, you know, we, like, I wanted to sell more albums and I, you know, didn't have my own solo career. And I was like, fuck it. I'm doing this shit myself.
My man. Okay.
Look, KD wanted to be Bobby Brown, okay?
That's what
he wanted to be Bobby Brown. And we was like, all right, bet, man. I'm going to rock with you. So we kind of like BBD.
Okay. Okay. I think I can fit right in. I think I can slide right in with the fellas.
Nice. All right.
We'll keep the introductions going.
We'll keep the introductions. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's do it like we normally do on our show. You know, I'm KD, like you said, formerly Forget That Yo, but the host of Off That Drink, and it's not just me. I got my road dogs with me.
Hey, it's just Stone. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy L, a.k.a. Slandermatic, a.k.a. The Broke Millionaire.
A.k.a. Little Nell.
A.k.a. Yes. I Hate You Both. He was late today. He was late today.
Nice.
Right.
Swell. I wish kneecapping was still legal.
Was it ever legal?
Depends on who you ask.
Oh.
Only where he from.
Oh shit. That's okay. It.
Nice, nice. All right. Well, we're gonna get sort of right into this. I will first ask the guests, you guys can jump in any order you would like. What y'all do this weekend? Or how was your weekends?
Well, I ain't got no life. I live in upstate New York, and it snowed this weekend. So, yeah, I ain't do nothing.
Shovel. Grayley, now?
Oh, this weekend, I introduced a new fish tank to my house. So that was my plans for the weekend. Bring it in, set it up, make sure it's right, put new fish in it.
Nice.
Got one. It costs $45,000.
Yeah. And have you seen The Last Dragon? I hope the audience out here old enough to remember The Last Dragon. So you remember, Bruce, if you've seen The Last Dragon, the piranhas that he had where he was like threatening people and then putting big pieces of Flintstone meat in there, those are the fishes that Lionel got.
Nice. If y'all can see my face right now.
I was about to ask him, did he have one of those huge tanks? I don't know if a pause is appropriate, but I'll pause that anyway.
Oh, Lord. No, it's only a 65-gallon tank.
Oh, only
65-gallon tank.
This nigga gives no fucks about his water bill at all. Oh, man. With the phrase like only in 65 gallons. Shit.
And the work that it's going to take to keep that joint clean.
Not if you get the right parts, though.
So, filters and
so for my fish, right? I got about four shrimp down at the bottom, right? They clean all the waste and stuff from the fish.
Hey, yo, he's smooth. He got the Finding Nemo tank in his house.
So what I did is I went with rocks. I went with sand instead of rocks because, you know, you got more waste falling between the rocks. The waste sit on top of the sand.
Ah.
And KD, I hate your guts for laughing. I don't even like your laugh no more.
But you are African American, are you? Because I don't understand how you can have shrimp just in the house and it's not part of dinner.
All I see is Lionel in a wetsuit on the side of his tank.
Shit. Oh, what's for dinner, baby? Shrimp scampi.
Shit.
Fuck.
Yo, I swear I hate that. Yo, as soon as y'all ain't cleaning right, you know where you going.
Yeah, right.
You know where you going. I got this.
Nigga giving his nigga giving his shrimp the Trump treatment.
Yeah, right, right.
Can I get a large shrimp fried rice extra? Not matter of fact, whole extra shrimp. I got that at home. Just go ahead with the rice.
I got this shit myself. All
right. That nigga slipping.
Horrible.
All right, who's up next?
Oh, man. Yeah, so this weekend I was on my double O Negro. I can't disclose where I was at because I'm already back. But
selling handbags in Baghdad.
Yeah, you're right. I was over in Egypt and had to cuss a few people out. And I got back yesterday. So, and I'm already back at work and they taping me down already. So, such is the life.
Damn.
KD be on that grown man shit.
How about that?
Be on that slavery.
Yeesh.
I think he trafficking for real.
Perhaps, but I don't want to know.
I know. Yeah. Get your fucking mouth down.
Don't ask no questions.
You know they asking Trump out there. Now they asking too many questions. You saying shit like trafficking, I'm gonna be hit up.
Right. The views of off that drink is not necessarily those.
Right.
I mean, shit getting cut off around here.
Right. Uh-huh. Our shit is probably already tapped anyway. So.
Right, yeah. No shit.
I mean.
No
shit.
Doctor, what was you up to this weekend?
Oh man, I ain't doing too much of anything. I gave Buddy a bath. I cut his hair.
Okay.
So he's looking real smooth.
All right.
And I'm proud to say he's part of the Wiley family. But he was looking a little shabby. But it was not because of me. It was just because, you know, I didn't have time, you know. The family had other things to do. But Buddy's looking pretty good. You know what? I pigged out. Other than that, I just laid around and fixed big plates of food for myself.
What'd you eat? Huh? Eating what? Because you don't eat like big, so what?
I kind of did. But you know what, though? I like breakfast food. I can eat breakfast food, egg, sausage, potatoes. I can eat that shit fucking 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and that's exactly what I was doing. I pigged out all weekend pretty much.
Good for you.
But I like to do that. Because I don't really eat like I supposed to during the weekday because of the job, you know. So
And the bull,
you know. So I had bull and breakfast all weekend long.
That's what's up. 9:30?
There you go. And the thing about it is, I think I gained a lot of weight during the weekend. And during the weekday, I burn it off. During the weekend, other than that, I had a good weekend.
That's what's up. Yeah. It was some activity, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Kind of,
but
sorta.
You know what? It was real cold this weekend. It was cold as shit out there. So, I stay out there all during the week. I'm outside all during the week. So, during the weekend, when it's cold like that, I try to stay in the house.
Okay.
Stone can relate.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yo, that's facts, man. It was like -12 up here one day. Yo.
Oh, hell nah. God,
damn. No.
Ugh.
No. You need to move.
Oh, I got two months and 25 days.
Oh. <Uh-oh.
All right. laughs> Count down.
It's like in 37 seconds.
All right.
Damn.
Shout out to Sing Sing.
-12. Good right. God.
He writing on the calendar. Put X-ing it out every day.
Shawshank.
Right.
Pretty much.
Andy Dufresne.
Damn, I don't want to know what none of y'all do for real. Because, I mean, it might be that type of shit where it's like, now I got to kill you.
Right. as soon as they say what they do.
You know what I'm saying? Flying over this 65-gallon tank. KD flying off to other countries and shit and coming back the same day.
Yeah, how about that?
Stone, that's time travel.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Stone, like, just marking the days. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go.
Damn.
Shit. Mm. Queen of Queen?
Well, shit, right, I'm like, shit. I was all excited coming in here like, oh, I had an event on Saturday and I feel like, womp, womp, womp.
Came a Monopoly doesn't seem quite, you know, so exciting.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. Sitting around. Right.
Your after, acquisition of Park Place.
You know what I'm saying? Friday sitting around drinking and eating sushi and, yeah, okay. That just seems like some trash now. So, I'm just saying, the event on Saturday, I worked hard. Just seems like some trash now.
They did some Jason Bourne.
You know what
shit.
I'm saying? Uh-huh. Sunday, I just watched TV. Like, caught up on some shit.
Right.
And that's all I did. Yeah. Yeah, that's about it.
Hey, you know what?
That shit sounded lit.
Right.
Motherfucker.
That shit next weekend.
Right, whatever.
She said drinking and sushi. Boy, that's right up my alley.
Man, that's awesome.
Right.
I'm just saying. Sometimes you gotta pop some bottles, eat some sushi, and just chill.
Yeah, that's life. That's life I'm trying to get to.
Mm-hmm. Shh, don't tell me no more. Shh.
That's why they call it.
Well, Saturday, I did what it seems to be the ongoing theme over here at IDS. I literally made one movement from the bed to the sofa.
That's what's
and, up. Man, I slept on and off all day.
Good for you.
Didn't eat. Causing some internal issues. I didn't even pass a bowel movement. I didn't do shit. Literally.
Yeah, how about that? That is so unlike you.
Right. He's usually full of shit, isn't he?
Right. Oh. What?
No.
Something happened?
All right, Deeps, as well. That would be the last that you hear from Dr. Day.
Is my mic still on?
This nigga washed his dog one time every
6 months. Oh, why you gotta get to my dog? Why you gotta talk about Buddy, though? Why you gotta talk about Buddy, though?
I hope one of them work for the ASPCA so they can be a choker in the morning.
Why the fuck are you?
But then made it up on Sunday. You know, I just had a beautiful, it was cold, but it was very pretty outside. And me and Miss Oni, we went and had brunch with Big Lee. And his new fiance.
Ciao. Congratulations.
And then we do what our two 6'8", 6'11 asses love doing the most, shopping. And so we did some shopping. And
I was going to say, what stores y'all hit up? Dialets?
Well, you know,
stores?
Yeah, we had the ladies with us, so we couldn't really get down.
What?
The way we would like to get down.
Oh, okay.
You don't know what surprise they're going to pull out their bag, you know.
Oh.
So we kept it low key.
Okay.
Just little knickknacks and shit.
Okay. We stayed in the area.
You know, we domesticated niggas too. We like buying shit for the house and stuff like that's true. Too. So we did a lot of that, you know. So yeah, that's what it did. I honestly had a ball.
Good.
Sunday. That was a breath of fresh air that, you know.
Good.
Haven't had, you know, just some one-on-one time with the missus. Haven't had much of any time with Lee.
Yeah, and
so, yeah, so it was good.
What's his new company name? You remember?
Harris Pest Control.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you know, he started his own company and everything, so he just been busy. So it's good to catch up and get all that good shit.
Oh, I forgot to tell y'all. wait.
And he comes out of the pulling
booth. Good Times Marathon was on. I forgot to tell y'all, Luke. Good times anytime you need.
Yeah, that was worth interrupting him.
I had a good time watching Thelma. Thelma, boy. Thelma, remember Thelma?
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thelma, boy. What? And you know what? A lot of people slept on Willona. Willona, love. I'll tell you, I watched Willona too. But but anyway, I just thought I'd share that. I forgot about that. It was a marathon. Right.
Okay.
Then it was Sam for the Sunday. You know, okay. All right.
Right. Okay. So without further ado,
let's
start the show.
Let's go. Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
You know what? Fantasia.
What up, nigga?
Hey, how you doing? Fantasia Burrito. I'm sorry. Did I say burrito?
You said burrito?
I said burrito, right?
Oh.
I thought I was tripping for a second. I was like, this man might be hungry. We might need to beat him.
Well, you know, dog, burrito. I haven't eaten since like about 12 o'clock, but it did sound like burrito. Then I'm sorry. Burrito. No. Apparently, man, she was on her tour bus. You know, she was doing a tour in Minneapolis or Missouri, somewhere down
what
there.
What the? Somewhere with an M.
Yeah, somewhere down in there with an M. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. But she was asleep. Okay, she was sleeping on a tour bus, and apparently she was the only one on the jump. And she knocked over her vaporizer.
Did she purify herself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka?
you sounded real precious there. Man, that was good. That was good. But anyway, she apparently fell asleep, and she knocked over the vaporizer. Okay, which fell on her arm. The hot water fell on her arm and burnt her. Hmm. Yeah. So apparently she had to cut her little torch.
Uh-huh. Speaking of good times, shit. Bitch, little petty or something.
Well, y'all having a good time, huh? But anyway, Memphis. That's where she was. It took me a minute to get there. Well, it was one of the M's, Jones. Okay, it was Memphis.
Okay.
She was on her tour bus.
You sure it wasn't Macon?
It was what?
You sure it wasn't Macon?
It was in County, Georgia.
It was in Mississippi.
Oh, you trying to say she was on the chilling circuit?
No, I'm just trying to...
She's throwing out some M's.
Trying to eliminate all the M's right. That it could be. You know what I'm saying? Montgomery County.
She wasn't in Maryland?
No.
Missoula?
No. Oh, you got co-signers. All right. Nah, but apparently she was on the tour bus and she fell asleep. Okay, and her arm must have hit, the cord or something. But she was burnt, but what they're saying is she wasn't severely burnt, so whatever. But she did have to cancel her little tour or whatever it was. But
her arms would definitely fuck your vocal cords up.
Why are you stopping the tour?
But what they're saying is the vaporizer was to help her vocal cords. That's what they were saying. So the vocal cords. Apparently were okay, but the burns that were
on. Hold on. Is it okay, when you said a vaporizer, I thought you was talking about them new shit that motherfuckers be smoking with.
No, I think he's trying to say a hookah.
Like a vape or
a vape pen.
No, I think you mean like a
humidifier.
Humidifier, okay. Right. But it says vaporizer. You know, I thought there was a difference.
Now, here's the thing. Not
because, okay,
if she's,
well, okay,
if she's a real African-American from African-American family, did her mama rub some butter on that burn?
Put
some tussin on it, baby. You'll be okay.
There you go. And put some, what you call it on your neck? That shit that stink, that green.
Vic Salve.
You know, and she's supposed to be from the country, right? Somewhere down there.
Yeah.
And if he was a middle class Negro, it was the Mercuricone.
Oh, if you had some money.
You had to have a little bit more money than, you know.
Okay.
I was going to say, Lionel, you know what you're talking about?
I might dabble. I might dabble.
Oh. Boy, I say.
This nigga Ben Carson on the side. Never mind.
Okay. Damn, it made me forget where I was. Okay, I'm not finished. I'm getting ready to finish it up.
Okay.
She's expected to be okay. Yep, from her burns and everything. They say she won't need surgery or anything like that.
What the hell?
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm just telling you.
I've never been around a vaporizer. How hot do them things get?
That's what I'm saying.
Cause it don't seem like it get that hot that it can burn you that bad.
Right.
Okay.
I want to know where her support team was.
Right.
Nah. Okay.
I want to know why was it so cheap that the liquid could just spill out that easy.
I want to know if Michael Jackson's doctor was administering these treatments.
Yeah. But now, what they were saying is she was the only one on the bus at the time, and everybody else was in the venue, getting ready for the show. That's what they were saying. So
I would be pissed though if I had tickets.
But I mean, for real though, you the headliner. Why am I in the bus by myself? I can understand, the people that set up the speakers and the people that make sure the wires and everything are
engineers.
Why isn't my security? Why didn't somebody on the bus with me? Anybody could have ran on the bus
in Memphis of all places?
Question mark.
Allegedly Memphis. Not bad.
we still ain't sure about that Memphis.
Okay, all right. I see what's going on. Hey, you know what though? We all know last week Bill Paxton passed away. And he was a good actor, man. I gotta give it to him. Y'all Bill Paxton fans know? No?
Yeah.
But anyway, they're saying you know, Brian, I'm pouring some water over there, all that bullshit over there, you know. Okay. Anyway, they saying though, that his stroke was caused by an aneurysm. Okay, you know, but I think he was a pretty good actor. What do y'all say?
Bill Paxton was a man. Aliens.
A lot of people don't remember that either.
Name another one.
Aliens.
Twister.
He died from an alien, a Terminator, and a Predator.
You know what? I am not fucked with y'all. I can't do it with y'all today, man. But y'all. Okay. But anyway, what was that?
You can tell she wasn't expecting us to know. She was like, name another one.
Right. I was not.
Good boy's good.
I'm just saying.
Good.
My bad.
Yeah, but anyway, he was supposed to go a valve replacement surgery. Okay. Yeah. On February the 14th, and he did go through the surgery.
Oh, you said a valve replacement surgery?
A valve replacement surgery.
A vial replacement or valve?
Valve.
Okay, no. No, I'm just saying, does anyone else see the irony of this motherfucker getting heart surgery on Valentine's Day?
Oh, man, I didn't even think about that.
This motherfucker,
he was right on February 14th. Yep, and died on February 25th.
Damn. R.I.P.
I didn't say that.
You just said it. It jumped out at me.
Okay. All right.
Like that nigga's heart jumped out his chest.
I give my heart to you, boo.
You know what I'm saying?
All y'all motherfuckers going to hell. Boy, y'all, boy, I tell you. Okay. Let me see. Y'all know Barack and Michelle, they chilling, you know, trying to get their life on, going on, or whatever.
Doc, before you get into that story.
How you know where I'm going?
No, I'm just asking a question.
Okay, go
ahead. I just want to go around the panel and get an over-under on how many times has Barack smashed since they left office?
They've been out since January 20th.
Mm-hmm.
That's I'm gonna say about 56 times.
No. I'm gonna say more than 56 because he smashed 56 times on that dude island, the Virgin Mobile dude island.
I know, right.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? That was nothing but smash because I'm pretty sure Barack cut, so he just out there just letting it fly,
getting it
right.
Oh man,
yeah, I don't think he stopped. Cover your eyes, kids.
He's humping as we speak.
Oh, Lord.
All right, go ahead,
Barack.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to interrupt, but Barack, if you've seen the recent pictures of Barack, Barack done stepped out. He done changed his suit cut up.
Right.
He got his shit.
He got all his little polo shirts and shit. He look like he's playing golf every day.
Right,
now.
A tan, yo, a smile.
Yo, he for real look like he's shining, yo. Like he loving life now.
Okay.
And it look like his hair turning black.
You know, by itself.
Right? All his hair turning black again now.
Like the color coming back.
Right. And his pimp walk.
He got the Secret Service making runs to get them Rhino 7 pills.
Oh, man.
What is that?
A
packet in 7-Eleven?
Fuck 7-Eleven.
What? What is that?
Them joints at the corner store behind the bulletproof glass.
Oh.
Taped up to the window.
Oh.
They showing up in three-piece suits. Hey, man, yes, don't ask no question. I just need about 4 packs of them Rhino 7s.
Right.
Y'all got some horny goat weed up in here.
That's the horny goat weed.
Right. I beg your pardon. He don't need that.
Shit. How about?
And think about it. You ain't seen Michelle since they left office.
Only once. One time. Jason,
one picture you seen it.
Once.
She probably got her hair done that day, but Rack just fucked all that up.
Yeah. She disheveled.
Respect.
Shit back in a ponytail.
Oh, man.
It wasn't two braids, like the pigtail joints.
Was it?
Yeah, then when they were walking on the beach.
Call them rains.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
You see,
God of mine. I know what's his name, Branson. I know Branson was trying to hit too.
Oh hell yeah,
man. Okay,
all right, too much.
Barack was
you think
like,
Barack would have went for that
hell
shit.
Hell no,
hell no, hell no. That man's a G. Don't sleep on Barry.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't sleep on Barry. I'm Chicago.
No shit.
Hit you with the combo. Yeah, get away from my woman. No, that was that's all him. He ain't having that shit. He ain't sharing.
You seen how he was looking at George W.
Right.
Watch your hands, player.
Right. Keep him above.
Right. Right.
Shoulder length only. That's it.
Don't get too familiar.
Right. Hand away from her butt. Anyway, sorry. You got one more.
But are they still on the island?
Or no, they're back.
They're back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. But shit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Check this out. Why in the world is this dude Donald Trump saying that Barack had this motherfucking shit wiretap? Come on, this man.
This nigga grasping for straws.
No shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just is. Does he just wake up and say, "Oh my God, you know what? I think Barack." Y'all see how I buckle my lips up. I'm trying to get you know, do I sound like Donald?
Not at
no,
all.
No, you
not
don't. All. Okay. All your voices sound the same.
Okay.
That's almost Jesse? A little Barackish, right? I'm like,
was that Jesse no. Barack Jackson?
You know what I'm saying? Pretty much.
Fuck you. But anyway, it seems like every day this dude saying some off the wall shit that has nothing to do with policies and he's just making up shit as it goes along. I mean,
fake news. Sad.
Yo, there's nothing presidential about terrible. This guy, man.
Exactly.
None of
these words right out my mouth. Jesus Christ.
I mean, terrible, and not stone terrible. Just terrible. Yeah.
You know? And I think even the Republicans right now are saying, come on, y'all. Okay. This dude, it just seems like every day, you know, he's just coming out with stupid shit. I mean, come on.
Right.
I give him another month and folks are going to start sliding back from that table. Thinking like, all right, man, you going too far.
But is there any way to get this guy out of office, or do we just go on with this shit for the next 4 years, or how does that work?
I have a feeling that he's already been fucked up, and that's why he's reaching for straws right now. I could think about it. You had Flynn, who denied contact with Russia. They hemmed him up, got him out there real quick. Mm-hmm. Now you got Sessions.
Right.
I'm pretty sure Bannon was in contact. And there's no way Trump wasn't in contact with Russia. And he keep, you know, he changed the set. This man walks like every time they bring up Russia. Tim, like, did you have contact with Russia? Man, you know what? Arnold Schwarzenegger getting fired off the
right.
The apprentice.
Exactly. It's always something else. It's always some smoke screen. You know what I'm saying? And then he always goes back to what Obama, you know, when I was cutting my grass, Obama, he was
Jackson
back
again.
There, and I saw that guy, he was behind the trash cans, you know, and then it's just always no smoke screen when somebody putting the heat on his ass, you know?
Yeah.
Just like that wiretap thing, for what? What is he going to wiretap your phone for?
Exactly.
That makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing that got me. That strike on Yemen, the one that got that Navy SEAL killed,
mm-hmm.
and everything, mm-hmm. he wall slid that topic so much. And see, the thing is that if you pay attention, they had a chance to conduct that operation when Barack was still in office. And they looked at that situation, and he was like, nah, we ain't doing that. I tell you what, here you go. If you want it, it'll be on your plate. And they said, without even really looking at the evidence and, you know, the intelligence and stuff that was going on, he was just like, let's do it. Boom. And as soon as it came back that somebody got killed, and, you know, they could have waited a little bit longer and went without casualties. And he was like, oh, well, you know, Obama had it. They had been sitting on it.
That's his fault.
Yeah, like, right. Come on, man.
Everything is Obama's fault.
Right.
You know? But you would think by him being the president for, you know, the next 100 days or whatever, or how many days he's been president, that he will come up with some policy or something, or some plan to, you know, start moving forward, as opposed to keep on going back to what Obama did, or what he's alleging that Obama did. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When are you going to start moving forward with your policies, and, you know, as far as, you know, education?
You got to have policies to move forward with them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, you can't say everything that he did is wrong, but don't have nothing to put in place that you feel is right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. When are you going to move forward with your shit instead of putting everything on Obama? Mm-hmm. You motherfucker. Anyway. What are we going
to
do?
This is how we do. We can go from Fantasia all the way to Trump.
There you go. That's how we do it,
that's
girl.
How we do.
You know what I'm talking about? Well, that concludes my diagnosis.
Oh, well, I know your part's over.
Okay.
Oh, but I got one more thing.
You go ahead.
One thing, because I'm in, you know, I'm in a room full of gentlemen, and then you know, three on the screen. So I want to ask, because it's like every time, so the Remy Ma, Nicki Minaj thing, you know, the sheether, fire. So every time they ask, like, guys about it, what's his name, Safari, Fat Joe, you know, the game, whatever, nobody wants to talk about it because it's a quote-unquote female beef. So I'm asking, you know, the gentlemen in the room, like, y'all gotta admit, or please admit, that what Remy did was fire, or if you don't think it was fire, at least talk about it, because, I mean, nobody else is saying shit, and I'm curious, I want to hear what a man thinks about it.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, That shit was hot. I know Remy's out of jail now, right?
Yeah, she's been out for a minute.
Right, okay. Well, me coming, if I was Remy coming out of jail, should I put out some shit like that too? I put out some shit like that too to get my name back in the game. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that Nicki ain't really respond to that shit, you know. That's on Remy now.
Oh, Nicki responded.
Did she?
Nicki responded with a lawsuit.
Did she?
She was like, $1 million, because she used my voice in her song without my permission. Boom. Gotcha.
You know what?
Dang. Okay, well, good luck with that one.
Wow,
that's some bitch-ass.
I would say that Remy lit that ass up, and everybody who has been talking about that song over the weekend has just been like, oh my goodness. Like, I feel like Nicki listened to that song and turned off all her notifications for like
Yo, that it was very disrespectful. Like, it was very disrespectful. The things she was saying, was, I was like, come on, man. Look, this how bad it was. That hurt Nicki so much that she was beefing with people that she talked about in the song. That's just ridiculous, man.
Man, that first, she killed it with that joy. It's just so much truth behind it. That's the part that hurt the most.
I'm saying, 7 minutes of fire.
I think the thing that made me laugh the most was when they came and asked. So they played this. I seen like several different videos of Safari. Is that his name?
His name, yeah.
Seraphine Safari.
Safari.
Okay. Yeah. So they played it once. One video I seen, they was in the barbershop cutting his hair, and they played it. And he was trying like to dodge the camera and everything. Everybody was vibing with it. And then the next time, TMZ caught him and they was asking him questions. And he was like, yeah, man, you know, Remy did her thing. And then it was like, so you gonna help Nicki? You gonna help Nicki Ghost write a comeback track? And his face when they asked him was like, "Nigga, please," and he caught himself. He was like, "Nah, man, that's female beef. I can't get in that."
Right.
But his face was like, "Nigga, no, Ask me that bullshit.
Right.
There's no coming back.
I, you know, me personally, I didn't care that Remy used the ether joint because personally, I'm a takeover dude. Pose, you know. Yeah. So that was already like the off the break. I was like, eh. But her lyrics, I give it to her. Fellas, y'all still there?
I think we lost everybody.
I think we lost like everybody all at once.
Huh? Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just keep this going until we get everybody back.
So that, what, Doc? What do you normally say?
Well, that finishes up, wraps up my diagnosis. Y'all stay tuned. We got back. We got a lot more coming up.
Yes.
All right then.
Ain't no talking when they talking, so shut the fuck up. The In Deep Show is on now.
Hi, this is Bobby Caldwell, and you're listening to The In Deep Show.
Deep Show. I'm your man, Big B. We are rocking out today with the Off That Drink crew. And had a little technical difficulties before we left, so we had to abruptly go to break. So we apologize about that. But we're up and running. And as soon as Doc's Windows 2...
Damn, you gonna stop putting that shit on me.
Damn, you got downgraded.
You bastard, you.
Father, let me downgrade
Windows 2
you.
With the Vista upgrade.
Yeah, the upgrade out of a floppy disk.
Oh
my goodness.
I can't get a breath.
So,
you bastard.
We are going to jump into feedback topics. What are we doing first, Queen?
Well, just a real quick shout out to folks who've liked the page. Sending a shout out to Miss Alicia P, Mr. Andrew K, Tyrone. Thank you for liking the page.
Bigums.
Well, no, he's cuter than that. No, it's not Bigums. I want to. Yeah, he's cuter than that. So.
No.
You want to see the picture?
No.
Okay.
Nah, I'm just saying. You must like him. You must like him. You said he's cute.
I said he's cuter than that. Tyrone Bigums.
Oh.
Oh, you forgot who Tyrone Biggums is?
I never knew who he was.
Dave Chappelle? Okay, we're going to talk after the show. All right, let me keep it moving. Right?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, right.
I'm going to fuck you up, boy.
Shout out to Drew Baby.
I'm sick of this
No,
shit.
Drew Baby probably came up, so no. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You back in the pocket. Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Miss Honey Child.
So what she look like?
I don't know. I can't see because the picture's kind of
Tyrone look like. What was she
picture's
like?
Kind of dark. I can't really tell. And then shout out to Mr. James C. Part of that crew. Part of that doc crew.
That's my neck right there. That's my neck.
You're not gonna say that's my dog.
That's my dog.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for as
well. Oh, you know what?
What?
You know what? I want to say that's my dog for Tommy or Martin.
Okay.
Rest in peace.
Oh, okay.
Because just like Arthur Ashe, he died.
And you know
last
what?
Week.
And you know right. what? Though, dog, ain't nobody asked you to be doing all that. Oh y'all just gonna go. Okay, all right. I see what's happening.
Just gonna close down.
You know, okay. I ain't gonna say not a damn thing else. Y'all go.
Lies.
Go.
Anyway. So as always, as we like to say, thank you for sharing the show. So shout out to you guys for always sharing the show for us. Greatly appreciate that. Shout out to people that send in feedback. We thank you. If you want to hit us up, it's indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. That is 202-750-1IDS. Yes. I was going to say, shut up over there. You don't know it. You don't know the number.
I tried to give you a couple.
You
of,
tried.
Couple of, okay.
But you don't know it. But it's cool.
I don't.
Really? Okay, never
really,
mind.
Really, really.
All right, never mind. Anyway.
I was just trying to give you an echo.
Thanks, Doc.
That's the best I could do.
Right.
One. Hey, one.
I.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for nothing.
All right. Best I could do.
Well, let's get into this question. Mm-mm. So, let's see. It's a good one. I think it's a good one. So, if you have a breakup or a divorce, can you or should you remain friends with their friends or family, like the person's friend or family, like your ex's friend or family? What do you think? You want to go first, Doc? Because I feel like you are chomping. And then we'll turn it over to the gentleman.
Well, I don't know. Like, say for instance, if, you know, me and my ex broke up and I was real cool with her brother or one of her cousins or whatever. I mean, I would still be cool with them. It depends on what kind of relationship that we had, mm-hmm. You know, during the time that me and his, you know, cousin or whatever, you know, what kind of relationship we had,
mm-hmm.
you know, but, you know, you never know, you know, just say for instance, me and Brian was real cool. You know, when me and you were engaged over, you know, or whatever, you know, and we decided to go our separate ways. You know, me and Brian was cool. I think I should, you know, I'm still cool with Brian. Well, I mean, but it depends on his attitude. You know, he might be like, oh, nigga, you broke up with my cousin. You know, nigga, I don't fuck with you. You know, if that's the type of attitude that he's going to take, then okay, fine. But if not, you know, I think, you know, me and B should still be cool, you know. And if I should happen to see you with me and him hanging together and you know, I was happen to be invited to the family reunion or whatever, you know, I happen to see you, you know. I mean, but if you have a problem with Brian being cool with me, I think you should take that up with Brian. And then, you know, I don't know. I'm still be cool with Brian, but if you have a problem with, you know, us being all together in the same circle, then that's fine. I won't do it, but me and Brian still gonna be cool.
All right.
B, before we turn it over to the guest.
Hey, man. I think in relationships, I mean, you have your friends from before, they have their friends from before. And if the, if you guys, you know, during a relationship, you guys get cool with each other's friends or whatever. If there's a breakup, then, I mean, I don't think there's necessarily an issue with remaining cordial or whatever, but I think there should be more thought given to, like, the functions that you guys attend. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it was like a venue or an event or something that I put you on to that you ain't know nothing about before you got with me or whatever, don't come skunking my groove and shit. You know, fucking up my evening by showing up. Because, you know, I'm going to be there. You know what I'm saying? And likewise. You know, and if I want to, you know, if I want to bring your buddies to the event or whatever, that's my prerogative.
Okay. KD.
I'm going to say it depends on how much you hate their guts.
Well.
Wow.
And I mean, I speak personally because I am a formerly divorced man, and I hated my ex-wife's guts. I still do, yep. We being honest. So, you know, when it comes to her family and stuff like that, I'm cynical when it comes to a lot of stuff. Like, I don't like being bothered by shit. So I don't want you sitting there, oh, what happened? Y'all were so good together. It's so sad that y'all broke up. I don't want to hear all that shit. Like, no. And then on the flip side, like, I don't want people trying to, you know, put pieces in awkward situations where I got to run the risk of seeing her again. And then they saying, oh, you know, y'all should get back together. Fuck no. You know? And I mean, as far as the friendship goes and everything like that, if we were truly friends, then I think, you know, you don't pick sides and stuff like that. Like, if me personally, I've been in a situation too where folks I know got divorced, but I was still cool with both of them. I wasn't at the same function with both of them, but I could still, you know, talk to either one without taking sides and being like, oh, well, you know, this was my man first. I know y'all got divorced, but, you know, I'm gonna stay over here. You know, so it all depends on, again, who you are, and I think it really comes down to how much you hate your ex's guts, to be honest.
But look, let me ask you a question, KD. There was not a family member of hers that, I mean, y'all, you know, even though that, you know, that you and her aren't together anymore and you really hate her guts, is not one family member you could just be like, man, you know, man, you can still hang out, dog. Come on, man.
In my situation, no. So it was easy. Like, when I cut her off, it was easy to just cut the whole family off. But I've been in situations before too where, you know, the family still wanted me to reach out and keep in contact and everything, but me and her didn't have the same type of breakup that me and my ex-wife had. So it was different situations. That's why, again, it comes back to, it just depends on how much I hate her guts. But that's just me.
Okay.
All right.
Well, all right.
Mr. Billionaire, Lionel. I mean, I'm sorry. Was it fake billionaire? Half billionaire? Oh, kind of, sort of billionaire? I forgot. My bad.
I'm just going to ignore that comment and continue.
Let the man post that.
Well, okay, I got two parts to this. So if you listen to our show, the nigga that don't listen to the show, he was married to my sister.
Oh.
But we still cool. They got kids, you know. It depends on if you got kids or not, then it's more liable you hang around and you stick close to the family or whoever. You know, you got to see them. But really, it depends on how much money you owe me. So if I split with no kids, I'm be cool with the people who owe me money. But as soon as I get that money, it's a wrap.
Wow.
That's about it.
Lionel is savage.
No, not really, though.
Also, what'd you tell me? So I can bring about the new big booty girl to the barbecue?
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Exactly.
And that's probably what I'm going to do. So might as well cut ties.
So forget that bitch.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how much I can borrow.
Right. Okay. I'm saying, can I get a 100?
I'm paying back in small increments.
Right. Yeah. $1 every other month.
I don't have fish tanks.
I got a black card. I got a white card.
Stone, what's up?
And
all right, so for me, I would say it depends on your family member's temperature towards me. If they cool, I ain't got to check their temperature to see where their head is at, then we cool. We can kick it all the time. Now, that's for males. I got to check the male's temperature, see right. where they stand. Now, with the females, it depends on how fine they is.
There you go.
Because nine times out of ten, I'm going to try to fuck one of them.
Oh.
So we gonna continue to be cool.
That's my dog.
Okay. Well,
I knew this cat was going to come out. I should have pre-warned y'all. I'm so sorry. Nope. I know Stone was about to say some savage shit. I knew it was coming.
No, I listened to the show. I know.
Hey, Stone, you okay. My dog, Nick. This mom, your dog, Nick. I'm a call. Oh, why you're gonna cut my shit down?
I'm screaming in the mic, dog.
Okay. Nah, cause I'm feeling.
You feeling right passionate
there.
About that?
Yeah. I like that boy right there. That boy right there. Oh, I'm gonna call you back.
Pause.
That's my nigga right there.
He said, "Answer when he call you, okay?"
Yeah. I like that boy right there.
All right, Queen. What say you?
Well, let's see. Because I have been in that situation where it's like two people got married and was like one of my guy friends got married and I actually liked his wife and we all hung out together.
You
and
liked
we,
his wife?
Yeah, we all hung out because she was cool.
Oh, I know.
I didn't say I wanted to fuck his wife.
You
I said
liked his, no. Because
I said I liked his wife. You didn't hear nothing. Know. You didn't hear nothing behind that.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Everywhere.
You didn't.
They heard it too.
Did y'all hear that?
Was,
I wasn't like.
It was a little
damn.
Something in your voice.
I wasn't like.
I think I seen a wink.
I wasn't like.
Say, ooh. Listening real hard to catch it.
It was a wink in my voice. I wasn't like. Wink. I wasn't like. See, that's where y'all wrong. Y'all need to listen. I wasn't like. Damn. Yeah, I liked his wife. Yeah.
That's
exactly how I heard it.
See,
that's
heard it. Because y'all perverts. Y'all motherfuckers. That's why. Because y'all men.
We never said we weren't.
I'm just saying. So would it have been better if his wife and I were cool? Like, pause. Do I need to put a pause in there for y'all niggas?
A pause solves everything.
I'm saying, like, I never feel like I have to pause.
I like the way you said it the first time.
Anyway, so we were cool, and they
he
got
also said he was gonna call Stone, but we weren't. We ain't gonna talk about that.
You know what I'm saying? Wait, I know. I'm like, I don't need to pass him over. Pass everybody
like
over to him.
I'm gonna call you.
Right. Okay. So we were cool.
Hey, let's not do that.
Right. Why you say it all low and whisper? Just saying. So we were cool. So everybody was cool. We used to all hang out. They got a divorce. And I was like, well, I felt like the stepchild. I was like, what do I do? Do I hang out with him? Do I hang out with her?
But let me ask you a question.
Like, what do I do in this
predicament? Knowing what little I know about that situation, does it make it easier for you that that they don't frequent the same, you know, events and shit like that?
Well, they don't, but eventually, I mean, I assume it's going to happen, but I mean, I don't know if they're cool enough to be like, hey, you going to this? Okay, you going, I'm not going to go. Because, you know, I throw events, like tastings, and I sometimes I'm like, damn, do I just send the invite to both of them, or do I tell one person?
If you send it to both of them. You.
But see, they got to work it out between themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like
you send it in a group chat.
No, they ain't that fucking cool. Like that, they're not there yet. Real talk, they're not there yet. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like I got permission from him to be cool with her. You know, and you know, so I am. And I'm like, she feels like she's family to me.
And you didn't take that as though, like, he was saying, I really don't value your friendship going with her?
No, because I'm an awesome motherfucker. So we know that's not true. So you know what I'm saying. Once you stay, once you stay loved,
anyway. But yeah, go ahead and be cool.
I'm just saying, once you stay loved by me, you love by me. Once you love me, you love me. Okay. So I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Y'all learn. Y'all gonna learn. You're gonna be like, hey, I haven't heard from Queen today, so let me just go ahead and hit her up. Just saying. It's gonna happen to y'all. You just don't know yet. But for real, it's like sometimes it was weird in the beginning because I was like, I don't know what to do with this, and so I just proceeded like it was just two separate friends. You know, I didn't talk about one person with another person. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like I didn't talk about an ex with the ex. Okay. I didn't talk about. I just didn't talk about them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it felt easier, and I felt like I could separate the friendship. You know, I mean, I got the green light, so
there you go.
Now the thing is, don't tell me you cool with me being friends with somebody, and you're really not cool.
Right. Somehow I feel you're the cause of the divorce.
What the hell?
Giving you the side eye every time you send that text back.
What text? Which you doing?
The text you said you were sending earlier.
I'm just saying, like. If I put it out there, like, hey, I got an event, y'all decide who gonna come. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all adults.
I feel like that can only be solved in a group chat.
You know what? I ain't doing it. I'm not like even ready for that. I feel like
you need to test it out and talk about it on the next show.
See, you would be that friend that we got to talk about our friendship with you as a group.
Hey, look, man, I already told y'all this from the beginning, and I'm gonna tell you this again. I ain't shit.
Your events are centered around alcohol.
Yes.
You invite them both there if you want. They're going to love and hip-hop your shit.
Right? Which would be kind of great, though, because, I mean, that means more people might want to come and see what happens. Right. I don't know.
A ratchet tasting.
No, I'm kidding. I don't want that. I'm like, so far they classy. I want to keep them classy.
Chasing 40s and shit.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what he's 40s. Making it sound like. No, there's no slits.
146 glasses and drop a piece of fruit in each.
Did he say drop a fruit? You know what? You need to.
I like
that. I don't even know which one of y'all said that. I hope it's not Lionel that said that shit.
It was his rich ass.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to take away your card talking about dropping fruit and shit. You just wrong. Wrong. Anyway, so if you guys want to answer that question, hit us up at indeepshow@yahoo.com or you know. We love to hear your voice. 202-750-1437. That's 202-750-1IDS. Oh, you almost tried it. But anyway, so thank you.
Okay. I forgot about that.
You tried. All right, we're going to go to a really quick break. We promise, guys, computer won't shut down on us. Just really, really quick. We'll be right back, okay?
Stay tuned.
Something I never understood. Why do females have a problem with a guy coming fast? Bitch, I take that as a compliment. Means to me, that means I'm doing something right. Should I be like, I won. Yeah, I personally don't have a problem with a nigga coming fast. Because who wants to fuck forever? I hate when I hear these singers in these songs. Like Chris Brown. Chris Brown always talking about how he'll fuck somebody all night. Don't nobody want to fuck all night. These rapping niggas, I'ma fuck until the sun come up. Why? Why the fuck do you want to do that? Nobody wants to have sex for more than an hour. I can't even make it to an hour. I'm real. I'm serious. The most I can do is about 15, 20 minutes. Till I start getting bored, you might look up and see me making a video. Talking about, you don't feel that? The fuck you doing? No, what the fuck you doing? Fuck off of me. I came already. You came already. Get up.
Who the fuck? fuck is this? Skyping me at 9:46 in the morning. What's going on? And you know I'm snoring. Don't want to open up my eyes to see who's this Skyping me and why. It's my boy Doc leaving the barbershop. Told me he was in the stripping spot and heard a silly plot. Some niggas want a sticky for your listeners, dealer. Slow down, Doc. Give me the info, killer. Remember that nigga from the show out of Ohio that you got cool with? Now you got SYO. Yeah, my nigga Aaron from Astronauts. Nah, that's my family. Nah, Aaron wouldn't make it hot. Not talking about him. He scooped me to some niggas that you put on back when you only had 1,000 listeners. Now your listeners blowing up like nitro, and they wanna take your listeners from you real slow. So I think they be forewarning me. So now I'm warning you. I got a stats, nigga. Tell me what you wanna do. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my listeners. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my listeners. Damn. Niggas wanna stick me for my listeners. Damn. Niggas wanna stick me for my listeners. They heard about the fresh studio with the microphone to make everything that you say sound great. They heard about the hits you got down in Morgantown, and they heard you got half a Chi-Town locked down. They even heard about all the hits you got in Bora Bora, man, they out of order, man. Call the coroner. It's gonna be a lot of phone calling and niggas stalling if my network numbers start falling. What you think all the shows are for? Podcast war, got the thug princess by the door, and I pay her by the minute, so she can bring it to the imbeciles for fucking with my decimals, damn. Niggas trying to bring it to my team, this is not a dream, but dope since I stepped up on the scene. It's the one to see you on Stitcher, see your picture, now they wanna chop it up and chill with you. Bet your big B won't trip, I got Doc, Queen, Drew, baby, standing by my hip, so we can tear through the ignorant, put podcasters in a bad predicament, where all the wax shows went. Touch my deepsters, guess what, I'ma leave you, fuck where I'ma bury you, I'll put you in the city dump. I bring pain, disdain on what remains of your show. You got a guest host, you should've told them, coached them, extra segments for the notion that we won't reload and explode on your whole show. I fuck around and go in more, bring four to your door, no show no more, nigga. You know we rough, don't fuck with us. The more segments we bust, the more dangerous. We don't give a fuck about you, we a tight crew. What you gonna do when IDS crew comes for you? We not frontin', IDS ain't running. Hold on, these niggas ain't coming.
All right, welcome back. IDS, it's your man Big B, Doc Queen.
Bars.
That was fire, yo. That was both them jokes was fire, yo. I'm gonna need you to sit.
Killed it. Yeah, I was sitting there. I got thrown off at first. I was like, who the fuck is this? He said Skype. I was like, wait, did we do another remastered version? What's going on? Did he? He's still alive.
He came back.
Oh shit. Oh my god. So we have reached the end of another show. Wow. Gremlins and all, we made it through. Mm-hmm. But we can't wrap a show up without wrapping it up the way we wrap it up. Doctor?
I would like to give 2 fingers for our guest tonight. 1 finger to the motherfucking weather. You know how I do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
fucking
we know.
Cold, man. God damn it. The temperature's going up and down. But anyway, there you go.
Mm-hmm. So at this time, we do, as Doc said, 1 finger, 2 finger. Let's see. I would like to say, I feel like 1 finger, I don't even know if I have a 1 finger. Because I feel like it was a good, chill weekend. Oh, wait a minute. Do I? No, I don't want to put that out there right now. But I would say 1 finger to I can't waste my 1 finger on him. That's a waste of my time. So I'll say 1 finger to you know what? I don't have a 1 finger. I don't know. I don't care. I'll just say 2 fingers to my peoples that accept me for me, and you know, and to people that show up that I don't even know coming to our events and having a good time. Oh, I will say 1 finger to us for for forgetting to take the liquor bottles off the table so people will not pour extra. So that's on me. So one figures to me and my crew for forgetting that, because people got a little more twisted than I wanted them to. So I'll say one figure to me and them for forgetting. So, gentlemen, so first I'm going to send it to Stone. One finger, two finger. What's up?
All right, let me get that one finger to the upstate New York weather. Every day this place give me another reason to hate it. And I hate it with a passion. And I'm going to give two fingers to y'all, man. Like, yo, I really love y'all show. The production is amazing. Y'all chemistry together is bananas, man. So two fingers to y'all, man.
Aww. Appreciate it. Definitely love.
Super my producer.
Man. My man.
Big B. Let's see. Who's going to go next? I'm going to say KD. One finger, two finger.
All right, all right, all right. Y'all going to learn today.
All right.
I'm going to give one finger to the bitch who planned this last mission that I was on, because this was on some bullshit and I've been stressed out, I lost weight and everything. So one finger to her. And just like my co-host Stone, I gotta give two fingers to y'all for having us up here and for rocking with us. And we just had I had an absolute blast up here.
All right.
Dope. Step it up to the billionaire or almost billionaire 65-gallon fish tank man.
How about
Lionel? What's up?
Water one finger. Sky high.
One right. One finger. Two finger to you.
Okay, I'm gonna do this a little different.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna give okay. You already know. I'm gonna give one finger to all you motherfuckers talking about my goddamn fish tank. How about that?
Accepted. That is accepted. Okay.
And I'm gonna give two fingers for this Florida weather. It is beautiful, sunny.
What? You didn't say you were in Florida. You suck.
I don't like him anymore.
Right. I just left Florida last weekend. But anyway, shout out to you.
That's cool. It's still warm.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know.
Oh, I hate you so much.
You know
shit. I can't hate on that. All right. I accept that. I accept the one finger and the two finger. Shocker.
I don't accept it.
I refuse.
I like to have a recount on my one finger. Can I give a second one finger to Lathan Nail in his fish tank?
All them goddamn piranhas.
Right. And your three shrimp. Okay. Anywho.
And that scuba suit he need to clean that bitch.
I need to send me a picture of that, man. For real. I need to see what that's like. For real. Like, all bullshit. Don't y'all want to see it? Uh-huh. I won't share it. Just send it. Somebody send it to me. For real.
I got you.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
I'm just saying. Whatever. But, all right. So.
I had a buddy.
Oh.
Coming up that had. Like, he had a bunch of real big fish tanks. I mean, his whole. It was like an obsession with him. His whole basement. Like, he has like 7 or 8 huge tanks in his basement.
Drug dealer?
And, no.
Okay.
It was his like way. It was his way of just sort of meditating. He would just sit down there and like turn off all the lights except for the lights in the tank.
Oh,
and just
kind of
just watch the fish and listen to stuff.
That's kind of hot.
Right. But we used to always, like the rest of the crew, we used to always try to make bets on like who would get drunk and like put a log in one of his tanks.
Oh,
let's see how long it took him to find out that somebody dropped a deuce in his tank.
Oh, you know what? All right.
That's a damn shame.
And I thought I wasn't shit.
Right. But I'm bummed. All right.
Thank God it never happened.
Okay, really? Thank goodness, because that's real. Yeah, that's weird. So, gentlemen, we want to. I'm sorry.
I got fingers.
Sorry, Scooby Boops. You got a whole bunch of them. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. One finger to premature show endings.
Oh. Really? You gonna waste that on me? Fine.
I was struggling, and I got one now.
Okay, well, accept it.
Two fingers. Not really. Actually, my one finger was for having to endure 3 meetings at work this morning, as opposed to my normal one. That has tripled my workload.
It's not even Tuesday.
But I know, right? Yeah, weird. One today, one tomorrow, one Thursday.
Weird.
It's okay. A lot of beer you got to drink at 7 a.m.
I feel bad for you. I don't. So, you got my life, my job that I want. But anyway. That?
God damn it. Mm-hmm. And then Two Fingers are good times, man. Two Fingers are good times. I so needed a flat out good ass day, and Most High gave me one on Sunday. Word. So I definitely appreciate that.
You done? Yes, Lord.
You done? Right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, gentlemen. Before we end up in this show, who would like to come on and say, you know, give a little bit of information where people can find you? Who want to step up? Step up or grip up? Is that what y'all say? Grip up or something?
Grip up.
Okay, whatever.
What happens when I pee in her?
I'm just saying, one of them fucking things. But,
well, here we go.
So let's do it.
Hey, Katie, it's
three of y'all. One of y'all, do it.
All right. All right, so where you can find us at is you got us at Off Dead Drink. You can find us on Podbean, Podomatic, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. Just look us up on the Off Dead Drink. We up there. You also got us on Facebook. We got Instagram. We also got the Twitter account, and we just put up the Snapchat page. So more buffoonery and drunkenness to come there live. So. Yeah.
And it's off D-A-T that drank.
Yes, ma'am. And we also got the email address offthatdrink@gmail.com too. So
how often do you guys tape?
When I'm not in 00 Negro mode.
Okay, well, very well then. Let's stop that right there. So, okay.
We are we're gonna record this weekend. So hell, if y'all want to join us, come on. Let's do it. Let's have another big party.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Yep.
Sounds like a party queen. Get the info.
Hell, man.
Mm-hmm. You know, Doc ain't allowed out the house on the weekend, so.
Right. It'll just be.
Hey, y'all, stop laughing it'll at be the like, shit, man.
Just putting it out there. So.
Why you had to say that shit?
Because it's real.
Because you could have delayed that show waiting for the third person.
You know what I mean?
To show
I'm like,
up.
The truth hurts.
I feel your pain, brother. I've been married for 18 years, man.
Hey, look, don't feel my pain. Don't feel it, man. Don't listen to what the fuck they saying. All those true. Okay.
But as always, man, we got to get out of here. But before we close any show, we like to let you know.
Fuck. Huh? Oh. God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, goddamn it. All of you out.
I feel like that's late nail kicking folks out of his house after New Year's Eve.
I feel like that's every day at 9:37.
God damn it, not 9:37. It's very, yeah.
Cause it's Mr. Nasty time at 9:30.